We are the groove, the five motivated, Carles, Blai, Agnès and Andrea, and we want to explain you the different problems and solutions in our classroom, first B, and on the first floor, where there are the other two groups of first of compulsory secondary education. The problems. The door of the toilet doesn't not close. Solution. Put a bolt on the doors of the toilet.
In the classroom, there is not a cupboard. The solution? Put a cupboard in the classroom in order to have material, dictionaries, books, a CD recorder.
The lockers are broken.
The solution?
Repair the lockers. We need half our material into the cupboard.
There isn't a platform under the blackboard. We need another platform under the blackboard to be able to write on the top of blackboard.
The chalk doesn't write. Well, and we can see the words and numbers. Paint the blackboard to see the words and numbers written on it. We can see very well when it's dark.
The light of the classroom 11 doesn't work. Place a new light.
The cupboard of the computer is very low. Leave the cupboard of the computer because some teachers hit their heads.
We need light on the blackboard. Put light on the blackboard to see better the blackboard.
The projector has interference. Review or change the projector because it has interference.
We need material of 8 subjects, books, atlas, maps, etc. Bring material to our classroom. We can profit more the lessons and we can do our homework if we have dictionaries, maps, etc.
Our group has done different interviews to some teachers and students, and these are the answers.
Which problems do you have in your classroom? The class isn't cool. When a student behaves badly, the teacher punishes him or her. The students don't see the blackboard. The chalk doesn't write.
Which is the solution? Change the blackboard. Decorate the classroom. Talk to the teacher.
Which problems are there in the toilet? The toilets are dirty. On the ceiling of the toilet, there is a hole. In the toilet, there aren't balls. There isn't a toilet paper. It's cool.
Which is the solution? Put a bolt on the doors of the toilets. Cover the hole of the ceiling. Clean the toilets. Buy more toilet paper. Install heating.
Which problems in the first floor? The people are running. The students make noise. Many people are out of the classroom. The lockers are broken.
Which are the solutions? Punish the people. Not go out of the classroom. The students who break the lockers have to pay them.
Do you really want to live forever? Forever, forever.
Interview to the teachers, the director and the headmistress. Which are the most important problems in first floor? There isn't punctuality. Students don't study very much because they don't want to study. We need more material to improve our lessons. We lack resources. The students don't listen to the teachers. The students don't ask them to speak and they talk all together. There isn't a whiteboard. We don't have Catalan, Spanish or English dictionaries in our classroom.
Which are the solutions? The tutors have to work hard and give concrete instructions. The students mustn't leave the classroom between the lessons. The students need help from home. Do you have money to repair the broken things, director? Yes, we have, but little due to the crisis.
crear the Happy Group, Josep, Maria, Dimitri, Xenia and Eduard, and we want to explain you the different problems and our solutions about the level of first of ESO.
The problem is, we don't have time to study exams. The solution is, change the date of the exams. We need time to prepare the exams. We can study three exams the same day. The problem is, the level of the school is very high. The solution is, the first term could have the same level as the primary school. We could review.
The problem is, there is lack of attention. The solution is, so we need more attention. The problem is, we have a lot of homework. The solution is, teachers don't have to give us so much homework because we also have other activities.
The problem is, we don't understand the explanations. The solution is, the teachers have to explain better with more examples and repeat the explanations when we don't understand them. The problem is, we have a lot of exams in the same day. The solution is, the teachers have to prepare a calendar of exams with only one exam a day.
The problem is, technology in the secondary school is very different because a new subject. The solution is, the teachers of technology has to repeat two or three times the explanation and be patient. The problem is, we have a lot of teachers, different teachers from each subject. The solution is, we don't want to have so many teachers. We prefer less teachers in the first course.
The problem is, we have 12 subjects. The solution is, we think that some subjects could be included in the others. There are too many subjects to study. The problem is, the teachers are strict because they want a good behavior. The solution is, teachers have to be patient and friendly with the students. We learn more with smiles than with screams or hits.
Students, the result of our interview is the following.
Do you have time to study your exams? Most of the students have time to study the exams.
Do you lose your attention easily? Why? The students say they lost their attention easily due to other students.
Do you have time to do homework? Why? The students have time to do their homework because we spend most part of the afternoon doing it.
Do you understand the teacher's explanations? Why? Most of the students understand the explanations, but some students don't understand some teachers because they need the teacher repeat two or three times and explain more clearly.
Teachers, do you think that we have good level and behavior? The students have a standard level and a normal behavior.
The students are divided by levels after seeing the results of the diagnostic test and the first evaluation.
Do you think that teachers explain correctly or a student have to do an effort to understand the explanation? The teachers explain as well as they can, but the students have to do an effort and study more.
What do you think about homework and exams that we have the same day? The teachers think that the students don't have too much work. They have a calendar of examinations and the best idea is to do only an exam a day. Do you think that the students understand your explanations? Why? They don't understand anything because they talk or do another subject during the explanation.
Thank you.
some girls loose.
We are the group, the lords and ladies of the high school. Our names are Martí, Kiu, Carla, Francesc, Lorena and Marta. Our topic with our problems and solutions are the canteen and the transport.
Problems in the canteen. The food of the canteen has to be better and healthier. Solutions in the canteen. The high school has to improve the quality of the food.
Problems in the canteen. The knives, the spoons and forks are sometimes dirty. Solutions in the canteen. The waitresses have to review the knives, the spoons and forks because they are sometimes dirty.
Problems in the canteen. The waitresses are unfriendly. Solutions in the canteen. The waitresses have to be more friendly with students. They have to smile more.
Problems in the canteen. We don't have to carry the jars of water to the table. Solutions in the canteen. The waitresses can carry us jars of water.
Problems in the canteen. There is a lot of queue and we have to wait a lot. Solutions in the canteen. Two people could take the register.
Problems of the transport. Two buses are very small. Solution of the transport. They need bigger buses to travel more comfortably.
Problems of the transport. One of the instructors is unfriendly. Solutions of the transport. One of the instructors has to behave in a friendly way.
Problems of the transport. The system of collecting the school bags is totally disordered. Solutions of the transport. We need order to place the school bags.
Problems of the transport. The bus is very slow. Solutions of the transport. The bus has to be faster.
What do you think about the order when we enter into the bus? The queue is very slow and we don't have any order.
Interviews to the means of transport. Our group has interviewed some teachers and students and tested their answers. Students, what do you think about the transport? The big buses are very slow.
What is your opinion about the recollection of the school bags when you travel by bus? We don't like the recollection of the school bags. It's disorder.
What do you think about the order when we enter into the bus? The queue is very slow and we don't have to any order.
What is your opinion about the monitors in the bus? They are unfriendly.
What do you think about the driver? The driver is a good person and friendly.
Interviews about the canteen. Our group has interviewed some teachers and students and tested their answers. Students, do you like the food of the canteen? The food is sometimes good, but in general it's bad.
What do you think about the cleanliness of the knives, the spoons and forks? They think the material isn't clean.
Do you like to clean the tables? Why? No, we don't. Because we don't clean the table at home.
Do you believe it's a good idea we can choose the food you like as in the American high school? Why? Yes, it's a good idea to choose a food because we eat everything we had on the dish.
What do you think about the monitors? The monitors are nice and friendly.
The waitresses. Do you like the food of the canteen? The food is very good.
What do you think about the cleanliness of the knives, the spoons, the forks and the spoons? We clean the material every day.
Do you like to clean the tables? Why? The tables are clean because the students have to clean them.
The waitresses. Do you believe it's a good idea we can choose the food you like in American high schools? Why? It's a good idea to choose the food has in the American high school, but our budget isn't high.
What do you think about the monitors? The monitors are perfect. Now give it to me, I'ma give it to you, now give it to me, get funky, now stop.